استمعوا الآن إلى الموسم الثاني من بودكاست أستراليا بالعربي، أحدث إصدارات SBS عربي 24، يأخذكم في رحلة استقرار بعض المهاجرين العرب ويشارككم بأبرز الصدمات الثقافية التي تواجههم عند وصولهم إلى أستراليا.
SBS عربي 24.
They made fun of me because of number one, the hair on my back, and the color of my skin was different to theirs. So that's where the bullying came from.
معكم مرام إسماعيل في الحلقة الأخيرة من بودكاست الهوية، واليوم نتحدث مع سارة السيد.
I wanted to fit in, I guess, to be like the cool girl. So I thought I'd try.
كانت تحلم بأن تصبح جزءا من فريق الأيروبكس أو التمارين الرياضية الراقصة في المدرسة عندما كانت تبلغ من العمر 12 سنة، لكن التحديات التي واجهتها كانت أكبر من مجرد نجاحها في اختبارات الأداء، إذ واجهت تحديات معقدة بالنسبة لطفلة تحمل هوية مختلطة وبشرة داكنة تسعى لأن تكون جزءاً بسيطاً عادياً ومقبولاً خصوصاً من بين زميلاتها في الفصل.
We moved to Australia to Brisbane when I was 7 years old. So back in Egypt when I was younger, I had done ballet. I didn't like it. It was too very soft and you had to be very gentle. But aerobics was a lot more sporty.
منذ أن هاجرت سارة السيد وعائلتها إلى أستراليا والتحقت بالمدرسة الابتدائية في ولاية كوينزلاند وشاهدت فريق التمارين الرياضية المعروف بالأيروبكس يقوم بتمارينه الراقصة، أحست سارة برغبة شديدة للانضمام للفريق. وفعلا أخذت سارة تخطط كيف ستخبر والديها بذلك، لأنها شعرت بالكثير من القلق لتوقعها رفضهما للأمر، لذلك كانت تخطط بعناية فائقة.
Like many things that my parents, you know, felt a little more conservatively about, it was a bit difficult because I had that conflict between what I wanted to do as a kid, and as many kids feel like they want to do what their friends are doing, what the other kids at school are doing, and when you come home and your parents immediately say no, it's disheartening. So you just have to, I guess for me, it's always been this idea of, if I try and convince them enough, maybe they'll let me go. If I build a solid enough case, perhaps they'll let me do it. So there's a lot of anxiety that comes around that, you know, before you can't really go and immediately ask them. You have to sit by yourself and think about, okay, what am I going to say? What am I, like, exactly what I want to say? How am I going to frame this so it comes out positive, or that they think it's a good idea? So that with every decision, that's just, you know, as a kid, that's kind of what I had to go through.
العقبة الأولى التي واجهتها عندما كانت تخطط للانضمام إلى فريق الأيروبكس كانت إقناع والديها بالسماح لها بخوض تجارب الأداء، وهذا لم يكن أمراً سهلاً لأن التواجد في الفريق كان يعني ارتداء الزي المخصص لهذه الرياضة، وهو ضيق ويكشف الساقين وأماكن أخرى من الجسد، وهو ما لم يوافق عليه والداها.
So the first obstacle I faced was actually getting permission from my parents to audition for the team. They didn't have a problem with me actually dancing and doing aerobics, but it was the idea of wearing the costume that we had to wear on the team. So it was a leotard, and they didn't really approve of me wearing that, and especially wearing that on stage with people, you know, watching.
كانت هذه رياضة شائعة للغاية في المدرسة التي كانت سارة تدرس فيها. كل الفتيات المحبوبات في المدرسة ومن اللواتي يحظين بشعبية كنا مشتركات فيها.
I wanted to fit in, I guess. I wanted to be like the cool girl. Yeah, so I thought I'd try.
كان الزي يشبه ملابس السباحة من قطعة واحدة، وكنا يرتدين من تحته جوارب لكنها كانت بلون الجلد، وهذا يتعارض مع تحفظات أهل سارة.
Yeah, I didn't really actually convince them very well. My ideas were like, oh, maybe I could say it's part of an exam at school that I have to wear this. I didn't like convince them totally of the idea of wearing the leotard as it was. There had to be some sort of compromise. So at first my dad said, well, you have to wear trousers over the leotard. And I thought, that's awful. I don't want to do that. And then it came to my mum saying, well, how about she wears like the shorts underneath the leotard. So it's my stockings on, and then my shorts on, and then my leotard over the top. So That was equally awful, but I had that was the only thing that that they allowed me to wear on stage.
وواجهت سارة ومنذ سن صغير التنمر من زميلاتها في الفصل، وخصوصا بسبب الشعر الذي كان يغطي ظهرها، وكانت الفتيات يضايقونها وينعتونها بأسماء مهينة بسبب لون بشرتها السمراء.
When they saw the hair on my back and they made fun of me because you know البنات هنا بيض والشعر مش غامق like mine like a woolly mammoth like an animal like
وكلما كانت الفتيات يضايقنها كلما زاد شعورها بالغربة والاختلاف، وجرحت جداً عندما كانوا يضايقونها بسبب الشعر على ظهرها ويداها، لكنها حاولت التخلص منه في سن صغيرة عبر استخدام مستحضرات إزالة الشعر وبالخفية عن والديها، لكنها لم تستطع التخلص من لون بشرتها. وكلما زادت تعليقات الفتيات المسيئة أصبحت تنتقد مظهرها أكثر فأكثر، ولم ترى سارة حينها التنمر على أنه نوع من أنواع الظلم، بل كانت تراه على أنه شيئاً يشعرها بالخجل من نفسها، ولم تخبر والديها أو أي أحد عما كانت تتعرض له.
Because I just thought it was what would naturally happen, like that's what happened. I had to accept it. My parents experienced discrimination in their workplaces and their lives as well, and I thought that it was just something that you had to accept being a migrant into Australia, which seemed to me in the community that I was in at the time very white, a very white community. So I felt that, oh, I'm coming into this space. Everyone is white. I'm not white, so of course I have to accept this. So it wasn't something that I felt like it was an injustice. You know, it was just something that happened to me and that I should feel ashamed about.
وكطفلة كان من الصعب عليها معرفة ما يجب فعله عندما يجعلك الناس تشعر بالسوء حيال الأشياء التي لا يمكنك تغييرها في نفسك. وكلما تكاتفت الفتيات على مضايقة سارة كلما ارتبطن ببعضهن أكثر ووجدوا ما يرفه عنهن في المدرسة، ومع الوقت تغير الوضع وكبرت سارة وأصبحت تتلقى إهانة من نوع آخر. كان الأطفال يسألونها ما إذا كانت تحمل القنابل في حقيبتها أو تحت ملابسها.
Was bullied in different capacities in every year of school. Became progressively different as I got older into high school. So as I said, when I was younger in grade two, it was more about the kids pointing out the differences, maybe not understanding or maybe excluding you. And then it got a bit more vicious about the skin color and being mean and nasty. And then in high school, it sort of changed because people were more aware of like myself as a Muslim, and they would use that rather than the skin color. The skin color thing was there too, but the Muslim thing was much better strategy to bully me with. Call me like terrorist and stuff, ask me if I had like bombs underneath my clothes or bombs in my bag.
وعندما حدث هذا للمرة الأولى شعرت بحزن شديد، وبعد أن أصبح يتكرر كثيراً فكرت بأن تشتاط غضباً في وجه كل شخص قام بمسحة إرهابية عنها، ولكنها تراجعت لأنها ظنت بأنه لن يتبقى لها أصدقاء بعد ذلك.
The only way for me to cope with those sorts of things was to laugh at it. You can't really stand up and go, hey, stop that. You just laugh, because otherwise you're just going to lose all the people around you. You're going to lose all your friends, because ultimately sometimes the people who I called my friends were the ones making these comments as well. To preserve myself and my sanity and try not to get angry at every single thing, you just go along with it, which in hindsight was a bad idea. Yeah, and that was the easiest way for it to go away as quickly as possible. If someone makes a racist joke, you just go, yeah, it's funny, yeah. Rather than go, hey, no, I don't like that. And then it becomes a big thing. And then you get ostracized by everyone. You don't have any friends.
لم تشعر سارة أنه كان لديها خيار آخر، كانت تتمنى لو كان هناك أناس يدعمونها ويصدون عنها الإساءة، لأنه كان من الصعب عليها أن تواجه هذا وحدها.
That's how I handled it, because I didn't have anyone to stand in and say, hey, that's not cool, no, stop that. Like, it would have been really, really helpful to have someone like stand up for you in those situations. It made me feel pretty bad. I guess I would have liked to have not have to have done that or had to experience that, but I don't know how it was avoidable. I don't know how else I could have dealt with it.
وفي النهاية تقدم النصيحة للأهل وللأطفال.
You have to realize that anger is a normal feeling and emotion, and we shouldn't be converting it to shame. For parents, we should let our kids know, or let your kids know, that they can talk to you about anything. Because of the fear of parents and letting them down is also a big reason why we don't always talk to them.
هل تريدون الاستماع إلى المزيد من هذه القصص؟ استمعوا من خلال أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو من أينما تحصلون على البودكاست.